Purple Hearts. If I'm gonna die, you're gonna die with me. Words waved by LaShonda Armstrong through her van before she drives herself and her four little children into the Hudson River on April 12, 2011. LaShawn, her 10-year-old son from her first boyfriend, refused her invitation, most likely in a quiet and polite manner. There couldn't have been time for a loud and dramatic departure. He planned his escape while she attempted to back the van out of 8 feet of water as he climbed over her lap and out of the window. She grabbed his leg and admitted, "I made a mistake. I made a terrible mistake." She let him go. Her death proposal sank. Her dying admission stuck. He made his way through 25 yards of ugly, cold Hudson River water back to the road of their departure. "Help me. Help me. Somebody please help me," he screamed repeatedly, waving his hands from the side of the road. The night air surrounding him was skeptical as pairs of eyes blinked at him from cars that rolled on without stopping. A woman's heart screeched to a halt, and so did her car. He was rescued by a woman who had never cared for him. A mother successfully kills her child every 3 days in America. Purple Hearts and medals of courage for those who survive the attacks of strangers. Nothing for those who survive the attacks of loved ones. A few days later, a picture of LaShawn, smiling, appears in the newspaper. He looks like a normal 10-year-old boy, because that's exactly what he was.